107.7 The Island, your home for real music variety. Lori Liu joins me. Good Wednesday morning.
Good morning.
Roads are good and bad at the same time.
Yes, we've already heard about the roads 1,000 times. Is that what we want to hear about?
Do you want somebody to wrap it around a tree?
Well, they already know.
A lot of people don't.
Okay, everybody slow down.
A lot of people still don't wear their seatbelts.
Okay, well, they're not going to start today.
Today's the day to start.
Am I on? Is this my time? It's my time?
You are on.
You are on. That Google question was rough. That was hard.
That was tough. But, you know, when you can use Google, it makes it a little easier.
Yeah.
But I don't know where, you know, it is the Google races. I did the lyrics this morning, and the answer was Our House song by Madness artist. Corey got the song, but with artist, I don't know where. I went back and tried to Google his answer. I don't know how he came up with that, but we gave it to him anyway. But it was Our House by Madness. But then when you Googled, you came up with Our House by Crosby, Stills, and Nash, which is another great song. But
yeah, I thought it was the same song. I thought I was onto something, and then nope. Guess what? I was wrong, and I know all of my trivia people are going, ha, 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 right.
Yeah, they're pointing
Lori,
at you.
You are wrong.
See what it feels like?
Sometimes. And I am, definitely. So,
did you have to cancel last night?
I did.
This is the second week in a row?
2 weeks ago, I was supposed to be there for Music Bingo, and that was the big snow day. And so then yesterday, 40 miles one way and then back, you know, and I leave my house about 6 o'clock and then come back about 9. And that was right in the thick of things.
It was just ramping up.
Yeah.
You made the right decision.
Yeah.
To not do that.
I stayed home and safe. And so I will be at Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow. Hangry's food truck will be there tomorrow. What else do I have? Friday, I'll be at Fawner. So this past Friday was my first night at Fawner, and I did trivia there. We had a really decent crowd for the first night. It was good. It was fun. Just know that there is cash prizes for trivia. So this week, I'm going to do music off every week at Fawner. So for 10 weeks, I'll be there. Last week was trivia. This week will be Music Bingo. Next week will be trivia again. So Coley Jessen is our sponsor, and so they give us $75 a week for trivia. So first place gets $50 cash, second place gets $25 cash, which is great. This week is Music Bingo, so I will have some cash prizes. The casino is giving me some stuff. They are going to be a co-sponsor on Music Bingo night. So that's awesome. And I'll have some t-shirts and, you know, stuff like that.
Swag.
Some swag. So Music Bingo will be very fun. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward.
I'm looking at GI Trivia on Facebook, GI Space Trivia. Things I'm thankful for this year, all the support I've gotten from everyone over the last 3.5 years.
Yeah.
You've been doing it that long.
June will be 4 years.
That's crazy.
When I started it at the Peacock.
And you put together a great collage of pictures.
I know.
Of which I don't see myself in anywhere.
You are.
Am I in it?
You are, yeah, somewhere.
This is, see what we do when we look at pictures? We all look to see what yourself looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
They say that with Zoom meetings.
I guess I don't see which one you're looking at, but. Oh, that one. That collage. Isn't that fun? Yeah, look at.
It's very fun.
That go up. That
Sans.
One picture was funny. That one. People draw pictures on my boards. It's very funny.
This is
the
good.
The things that I find on my boards is very funny. But yeah, so Saturday, I'm traveling all the way to Ord to do a Christmas party.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Oh, you mentioned a Christmas party in March.
Yeah.
This is for Procrastinators Incorporated?
It's for a bank.
The first
but
time,
I had one a couple weeks ago.
It's the second time
ago.
I tried the joke, and it struck out both times.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But yeah, it'll be fun. So,
all right, getting back to this wonderful collage that must have 85 pictures in it, but no Fransman.
You're right. You were on a different one that I had on there that one night that you did my drawing of names. That was a fun night. I need to get you back out there.
So you're at Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow.
Yep. Hangry's Food Truck will be there.
Hangry's Food Truck. Yep. And do you have a sample question? Not right this second. We'll take a break and come back and do that.
Yeah.
All right. Stick around. More with Lori Lou. Be careful driving.
Very,
very icy.
They already know.
Seatbelts.
They know.
Seatbelts all
they
around.
They know, Dad. Fransman. There's a party going
on right here. Waking up with Fransman. One man party in the morning. It's a celebration. 107.7 The Island.
107.7 The Island is your home for real music variety. On the air and also streaming audio around the universe, so you could take us with you everywhere you go. Just click listen live when you get to 107.7theisland.com. Lori Lou is still with me. How you be?
I be good.
Good.
Yeah.
You are at Wine, Beer, and Spirits doing GI trivia tomorrow.
Yep.
That's in Grand Island. Hangry's Food Truck. What kind of cuisine?
I think they have a little bit of, you know, burgers and chicken and I don't know. I haven't eaten with them.
Wine, Beer, and Spirits always music bingo?
No. It's always trivia.
It's always trivia.
On Thursdays, it's general trivia.
Have you watched MASH since? And that's okay. It's twofold. We talk about this all the time. It would make a fantastic trivia.
People on the street ask me.
And you're not addressing this for some reason?
I did.
The other side of the coin is this will enhance, not to sound corny, it's going to enhance your life in an entertainment. It was an iconic show. The writing is spectacular.
Okay, so somebody addressed this with me the other day and said, do you think you will get people to come to a MASH theme night? This person did not think that MASH would be a good...
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it was so long ago and like people aren't currently watching it. That kind of thing. But I said, no, I've had a lot of people.
See, I haven't seen it in a very, very long time. And I believe that I would do very well with three other people my age.
Right.
Now, it is also in regular syndication. So there are some people that are still watching it. Younger and older.
Yeah. And you know, like, so if I watch the episodes and I get questions from that, are those questions like too obscure? Like, I remember, and I think I had asked you this question. There was the one episode where things were coming up missing. You know, my question is, what was missing? What was Hot Lips missing? What thing of her, what possession of hers came up missing?
I remember the episode.
Uh-huh.
And I remember her freaking out, and I remember the little Korean boy that was the thief. I can't remember, was it something metal, something...
I remember I asked you this just because I had asked you a few questions just to see if I was on the right track. It was her hairbrush?
Yeah, it was a hairbrush, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then they didn't the kid hide it in Pierce's Foot Locker, and everybody thought that he was the thief?
Yes.
Yes, telling you, it's great writing.
Look at you.
See, and I haven't seen that in forever.
Uh-huh.
So,
and that's what I told this person. I'm like, it doesn't matter. People know, because I have a couple friends, too, that around my age-ish, and they know that, like, they know that stuff, too. So, Sarah at the Grand Generation Center's all for it. And she's got some poster, something. Somebody else has something for me, too. Nate Dixon shot me a picture the other day on the show.
We talked about this in the past. I know the way you work, and you said you were going to sit next to your boyfriend on the couch with a laptop like you're doing homework. I say don't do it that way. Enjoy the show.
I'm
just take it in.
To. No.
Trust me on. Have I steered you wrong ever?
A few times. Couple two tree.
That wasn't the answer I was looking for. But take the show in for entertainment value, and then when you go back, you'll just... it'll come to you. But you're going to, I think you're going to ruin the experience by.
I'm not.
But, all right.
No. Okay, Dad.
All right.
I got it. Wear my seatbelt.
Unfortunately.
And watch MASH.
We're out of time.
Lovingly.
Now.
No, we're not. I have to have my question.
We're out of time. It's unfortunate. We gotta end early to get out there because the roads are
very
slippery.
Speaking of the appreciating, more and more people are listening because they want my free question. And just know if anybody listening, the Google races, I'm going to use that question tomorrow night too at Wine, Beer, and Spirits, the lyric. That was a great question. Okay, you ready for my question?
I'm ready.
All right. And you're not going to know it because you're going to go, I didn't watch that. So this is a bonus question. So my first question is a question about the movie Ghost. Okay? So this is my bonus question. What was Patrick Swayze's character's name in Ghost?
Ghosty Swayze.
Nope. Did you see Ghost?
I don't think so. I may have because I knew when you said Ghost, I immediately thought Patrick Swayze, but I don't recall the movie.
Right. Well, who was his co-star?
It wasn't Goldie Hawn.
Yeah. No. Sorry. Whoopi Goldberg. Look, you had Gold in there, and I'm like, yeah, that's it.
It's just those
Demi Moore. Demi Moore was his.
They couldn't be any more opposite.
But I heard Gold. It is early. I got up early.
You know, I always confuse Goldie Hawn with Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Wow, that does tell you. This is live. His character's name was Sam Wheat. It's a good question. Everybody's seen Ghost except you.
But do you multiple choice or you don't allow Google? That seems real hard to me.
Is it?
So to me.
Okay, so on my sheet here, because this is a bonus question that I say, I have a sheet that has like 10 questions on the front. And then I ask light questions on the back. So on that one where that one is maybe harder, I will say of the three main characters, if you can name like Whoopi Goldberg's character name or Demi Moore's or... This might be a 3-point question. I'm going to make everybody research the other ones.
Again, as much as I say that's tough.
Because you haven't seen it.
For me, but if I'm sitting at a table of 3 or 4 people on a team,
mm-hmm.
somebody's going to help out. And we're going to come to the conclusion. And
yep.
what I end up knowing next time, they're not going to know. So, yeah, I get it.
You for sure know that music stuff. And I'll play music, you know, who's the artist. And you've given me several song. So thank you for that.
No charge on that.
I did. Yeah. Thank you. I did want to say last week I had a new team. So I had Kinnikrum show up, a great group from Kinnikrum. Thank you, you guys. Then I had another group of 6 people, younger people. And it was funny because they showed up kind of around the same time that Kinnikrum showed up. And I said, are you guys with Kinnikrum? And they're like, no, like a booger on my cheek looking at me like, no. And I think I asked him like 3 times, you're not from Kinnikrum? You know, it was a new team. And they go, no, do we have to be? But anyway, they ended up winning. And it was a team of younger people. I bet there was not a one of them in their 30s. And they ended up, yeah, they ended up winning. I was really happy for them. So Wine, Beer, and Spirits gives gift cards. Everybody on the team gets a gift card. So.
That's fantastic. And there's other prizes as well.
I don't because my swag supply
running
is
low.
Right. Yeah. Sailor Screen Printing makes me t-shirts and stuff, but I use that more for music bingo nights or whatever. But Wine, Beer, and Spirits is incredibly generous. They give those, everybody gets a $10 gift card. And then second place, everybody gets a free round a drink, get a drink, which is great. I think it's great. So, yeah, I appreciate everybody. I had about 60 people last week. Wow. Really? People are bored with this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button.
No, seriously. They're super bored with you scolding me for not watching MASH. So
it's not a scolding.
I'm going to sit here and eat my popcorn.
It's an older brother giving his younger sister advice.
I don't hear you. I'm not even listening.
All right. Well, check out if you haven't experienced GI trivia, it'll jog your brain. And it's a lot of fun. Fun will be had by all. Prizes will be won by some. Wine, Beer, and Spirits, Grand Island tomorrow. For more info, GI Space Trivia. And Lori, thanks for hanging.
Thanks for breakfast of chili.
Chili breakfast.
And popcorn. Yeah. Thank you. I love Wednesdays.
Just so you know, Pump and Pantry does card for popcorn too now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right. Because that's all we got.
France, man.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000. We must be in heaven, man.
Franz Mann, one man party in the morning. 107.7 The Island.